Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
In the recent history of documentary filmmaking, one scene stands out above all. The hot mic bathroom confession of Robert Durst in The Jinx. Now the person responsible for that moment, Sareb Kaufman, stepson of the victim, friend of the murderer, star of the documentary, for the first time ever, shares why he believes you're watching the furthest thing from the truth on this exclusive episode of Murder Homes. Listen to Murder Homes on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast, and become a Coast Insider to hear the rest of this fascinating conversation and check out recent shows featuring guests sharing stories about growing up in a haunted house that was possessed by an evil presence, a nightmarish encounter with a UFO in the dead of night, and the financial horror stories from those who won the lottery and lived to regret it. Head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to hear these programs and many more truly thought-provoking shows from coast to coast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
A House memo stating disputed dossier was the key to the FBI's warrant to surveil members of the Trump team. It was a major story, a much-hyped memo that shows alleged government surveillance abuse during the 2016 campaign has been released to the public and cites testimony from a high-ranking government official who says that the FBI and the Department of Justice would not have sought surveillance warrants to spy on a member of the Trump team without the infamous Democrat-funded anti-Trump dossier. Howard Bloom, he's a liberal, but let's get his take on this one. Go ahead, Howard.
Okay, here's the deal. The newest memo has sucked up all the oxygen in the room for a full week, and it's a distraction. The real question is this: did the Russians manipulate the presidential election of 2016? And if they did, how do we stop this meddling in 2018 and beyond? Yes, there are a few lesser questions. Are the FBI and the Justice Department run by diehard Democratic zealots who will make up lies to hang Donald Trump? Or are the Democrats in these agencies onto something real? And is the Steele memo true? Is Donald Trump, that is it true, not who financed it, is Donald Trump an unwitting dupe of the Russians? Has Trump successfully been turned into a Russian asset? Those are some of the implications of the Steele memo. But these questions are trivial by comparison. The Russians are the enemies of democracy. They have been manipulating elections in France, the Ukraine, Bulgaria, Estonia, and Austria. But Democrats and Republicans are not enemies of democracy. In fact, we are all in this together. Now, look, our real problem is that we are operating opening ourselves to the Russians and the Chinese by tearing each other to pieces. Some Republicans are convinced that Bill and Hillary Clinton ran the biggest criminal enterprise in presidential history from the White House. Many Republicans are certain that Hillary presided over a child pornography ring based out of the Comet Ping Pong Pizza Parlor in Washington, D.C. Some Republicans are certain that the Clintons murdered anyone they thought would rat on their operation, and some Republicans are certain that Barack Obama is a Muslim and a Marxist. In fact, some Republicans think Obama is so anti-American that he should be arrested for his treason. On the other side, Democrats like me believe that Donald Trump wants to be the first American tin pot dictator. Some of us Democrats believe that Donald Trump is trying to purge everyone from the FBI and the Justice Department who is not a kamikaze Donald Trump loyalist. Some of us Democrats even believe that Trump wants to turn the FBI and the Justice Department into personal stormtroopers and that he wants them to back up his beliefs no matter how wild and crazy those beliefs prove to be. And those beliefs of Trump's are often way off base. He doesn't know how to fact check. In a tweet the day after Tuesday's terrific, really good State of the Union speech, Donald Trump claimed that he had the biggest audience in history, but that's not true. George W. Bush, Barack Obama, and Bill Clinton all had bigger audiences. If Trump insists that his Justice Department and his FBI prove his false beliefs to be truths, we will all be in trouble. Now, look, we Democrats and Republicans have to pull together and realize that we all believe in the Constitution, democracy, and liberty. The Byzantines in 640 A.D. had two factions that tore each other to pieces. They were called the Greens and the Blues, and they went at each other's throats. Because the Byzantines were so busy attacking each other, they lost their empire to a newcomer on the scene, the armies of Islam. Eventually, the Byzantines lost their entire empire. We do not want that to happen to us. Pay attention to what counts. Pay attention to the Russians and to the Chinese.
How would you like a showdown with the conservative John Curtis? Two go in, one comes out. You willing?
I'd love it.
All right, we'll set it up.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.